overlooking downtown Phoenix. From the Faith Talk Studios in the Camelback Towers, it's the Dustin Daniels Show, where God, sex, and current events are explored from a Christian perspective. Here's your host, Dustin Daniels.
Magazines like Maxim, Esquire, the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition, and Cosmopolitan. Well, those can be found in nearly every pharmacy, gas station, and grocery store in America. And the covers of these magazines epitomize our society's sexual standards. Filled with images of barely clothed women with a come get me look on their faces, magazines like these present images of the so-called ideal woman and share about how the so-called ideal man can merit such women. And the United Kingdom, they also have their own version, what they call lads mags. Martin Daubney was editor of a magazine called Loaded, saying the essence of the magazine's message is to perpetuate the belief that male adolescence can be prolonged indefinitely. He states, quote, "You have the rest of your life to grow up. Enjoy the good times that youth affords for as long as you can," end quote. But something in Daubney's mind began to shift several years ago. He was invited to sit in on a class of young teen boys and girls at a school with a fantastic reputation. Johnny Hunt, a sex education consultant, stood before the class and he asked the students to write an A to Z list of the sexual terms they knew, no matter how extreme. There they sat. Wearing school uniforms, they were wide-eyed, they were shy, they had high-pitched voices, barely adolescents, writing all the sexual terms they could remember. And when Mr. Hunt pinned their list to the board, every adult in the room was startled about how much they knew. Their index of sexual terms actually surpassed even the knowledge of the sex education consultant. Wow. So what do you think? If you were asked, or if you asked your own kids to do the same, to write down every sexual term that they knew, would they introduce you to a few new terms as a parent that you've never heard before? Well, maybe a better question is this: would your child make you blush? When was the last time that you talked to your children about sex? Maybe the subject of pornography. Well, I wanted to bring back a colleague of mine who's been on the show before, Luke Gilkerson. Luke was the general editor and primary author of the Covenant Eyes blog for 8 years, and Luke has a BA in philosophy and religious studies from the Bowling Green State University and an MA in religion from Reformed Theological Seminary. Luke is married to his wife, Tricia, and they have 4 sons. Luke, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much, Dustin, for having me on. I appreciate it.
Hey, you got it. Love to hear your story, how you got started with this new ebook we're talking about today. It's called Parenting the Internet Generation, a Blueprint for Teaching Digital Discernment.
We got started with this when I was working at Covenant Eyes. And we got started with this, it seemed like it was many years in the making, actually, because we were constantly educating parents who were in a reactive position, you know, the parent who just found out that their child has been looking at pornography, or the parent who just found out that their child was learning something at school from friends that they didn't approve of. And they were concerned about what to do. Many of them caught off guard by it, so they were reacting to it. And so it was kind of a lot of the stuff we were writing was a lot of pick up the pieces kind of stuff. You know, how do we play catch up? How do we deal with the immediate crisis that's in front of our faces. But what we were longing to write was something proactive. We wanted to be able to put a resource that was very robust into a parent's hands that had a sort of philosophy of biblical parenting for the digital age that enabled parents to really take a very proactive approach to how they're going to address some of these subjects, such as pornography, just the sexualization of our culture in general. How are they going to deal with it? How are they going to prepare their child for that, not just protect them from it. Often parents have kind of a, they're strong in the protection front, especially Christian parents, strong in the protection front. They want to protect their children from what they see out there. And that's good. But we can't do that to the neglect of preparation, because our kids are, eventually they're going to grow up, they're going to, in their adolescence, and of course certainly into adulthood, they're going to run into all kinds of things, because they're going to live in a world without fences and without filters. And so we need to have parents who are raising kids to think proactively about these issues.
Sure.
So that's really how it all started.
Yeah, and I would imagine this project is close to your heart. You've got four boys, correct?
Yes, I do. Yes.
So you've got lots of experience having conversation with them?
I do, especially the two oldest. I've got four boys. One's currently 12, and another 7, and I got twin 5-year-olds.
Oh, my goodness.
And the 5-year-olds are, still a bit young for some of these conversations, but certainly for my 12 and 7-year-old, we've been having some very proactive conversations about all kinds of things. Not just your typical birds and the bees type conversations. What is sexuality? Why did God make sexuality? We're having those kind of conversations, of course. But also, it's sort of a lot of, I want to say, conversations on the go, little bit here and there, drip, 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 as we see things out in the world, whether it be a billboard on the highway, a magazine in the magazine rack at the store, whether they bump into something online that's just kind of in that gray area. We use those moments to help our children draw the contrast between what the world says about sex and what God says about sex.
Yeah, and I love your example there, standing. I use this example all the time, standing in the grocery store and waiting to pay for my groceries. And I've got Cosmo looking at me, and my, the families that we minister to. How do I get this conversation started? And just like you just said, look, if your child is looking at these magazines, that's a great initial conversation to start it. It's not like we have to have a master's degree in sexuality, correct?
Right. Absolutely. I mean, a lot of this stuff is, one is knowing your Bible. What does the Bible say about sex? I mean, that's big. And then the other is just having an eye to the world that says, okay, so if I was my child, how would I be interpreting or understanding all these different things that are going on out there? And then walking along with your child, helping them to avoid the mines and the minefields.
Do parents, Luke, do they have any idea of what their kids are actually watching online?
By and large, I don't think a lot of parents do, at least a certain subset of parents. Most of the parents we talk to don't. And a lot of it is, certainly if you're a parent who is yourself very aware of what's going on online because you're looking at it, that's one thing. I mean, and there's a whole lot of adults who watch pornography. So they certainly aren't, in the dark, but, of a lot of parents who, are trying to steer clear of what's out there on the internet, they may know that it's out there. They may know that it even gets grotesque or pretty hardcore. But what a lot of parents don't know is how easily accessible it is and how so easily it can be found. And I might add, how easily their children are tempted by it.
Mm.
It's a lot of parents that I've spoken to have a sort of, but not my child mentality. They'll hear the statistics.
Yeah, right.
They know that there's things out there that are bad, and they'll hear the statistics about how many kids watch them, and they'll say, well, yeah, for all the other horrible, rotten kids out there, that's what they struggle with, but not my child.
Not my Johnny. No way.
No, not him. Exactly.
Of course
but
not.
I think part of the problem is that, one, we are not quite aware that, first of all, it's the purveyors of pornography out there are interested in hooking kids when they're young. Mm. They're interested in that. They want to do that. So it makes perfect sense for them to make these things accessible on the internet, to put them in places where kids might bump into those things. So, you may trust your child, and maybe your trust is warranted, but you should never trust the internet. So that's one. Two is that a lot of the things that children are curious about when it comes to this stuff online, it's not because they know what they're going to bump into necessarily when they go searching for something on Google or whatever. It's because they have a natural curiosity about sexual things, like all people do. They have a natural curiosity about it. They want to know, they want to understand what it is. You know, what do you think a 10 or 11-year-old boy thinks when he goes to Google and he types in naked woman or something like that? You know, what do you think he thinks he's going to see? And is there something, you know, is his curiosity, his initial curiosity about what this is all about, is that the problem? Well, then that's not the problem. The problem is that he's going the wrong place to get it. He's unwisely going to the wrong place to get that information. He should be going to parents who can sit down with him and talk to him about what God says about sex. But a lot of parents just simply aren't opening that conversation. They're not talking about it. Kids don't know that their parents can be a source of information about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great point, is that our children are going to Google for sex education. I don't know if it's an overstatement now, Luke, to say that in today's world, in today's society, pornography has become the normal, the new norm. But they're not, you know, when your child goes to Google and types something like that in, they hear a word at the at school and they want to know what it is because they don't want to seem stupid. And then they do that. It's not like you and I, when we grew up, you know, Playboy type pornography. They're going to see hardcore, degrading, depraved acts. And that, absolutely, when they see that, right, that's called trauma.
Yes, absolutely. They're going to see that. And I think what's so important is parents need to have some sort of a strategy for how they're going to prepare their child for that. And it's not just about having one-time conversations about sex. And it's not just about even having reactionary conversations about things that are going on. It's about having proactive conversations that we're actually discipling our children in this subject intentionally. It's approaching the subject like a good educator and saying, okay, how should I address this? How should I deal with this? How can I best prepare my child? And that's exactly what Parenting the Internet Generation does. The book lays out sort of a strategy for the proactive conversations that you can be having with your child so that when those reactive moments come up, you're building on something, a foundation that's not just a haphazard conversation. It's not just a one-off conversation from something that's going on. Hey, son, hey, daughter, remember when we talked about this? Remember when we talked about that? Remember when we talked about what the Bible says here? Remember when we talked about what the Bible says there? Yeah, okay, so now here's an example of what I'm talking about. Here's an example of something that contrasts that we're seeing out in the media or seeing out in the world. So it's being proactive like that I think is absolutely critical today. We do it for nearly every other subject in their life. You know,
exactly.
We don't wait for them to be interested in math before we teach them math. We don't wait for them to be interested in use of language, you know, language arts and poetry or music or anything else. We don't wait for them to express an interest. We pique their curiosity about it intentionally. We give them foundational principles and teach them those things. And then we build on those things as they go. We need to do the exact same thing when it comes to the subject of sexual health and especially godly sexual health.
Yeah. Yeah. My guest today is Luke Gilkerson, encouraging you to, especially if you're a parent, to download his new ebook with Covenant Eyes. It's Parenting the Internet Generation for a Blueprint for Teaching Digital Discernment. You can visit CovenantEyes.com to download that. It's a free download. And while current research suggests that there are many parents concerned about these topics, that same research also shows that this concern doesn't necessarily translate to action. So we're going to find out why parents are just a little hesitant to act when talking about sexuality. When we return, you're listening to the Dustin Daniels Show.
Do you want to know more about the Bible? If you teach a Bible study and want to be more effective, or you just want to learn for your own personal discipleship, then the Certificate of Bible Teaching Program may be for you. Golden Gate Baptist Theological Seminary, one of the 10 largest seminaries in the world, offers classes in North Phoenix designed to give students greater insight into the content and message of the Bible. Students also learn ways of presenting the Bible more effectively in Bible studies, Sunday school, home groups, or personal discipleship. In North Phoenix, classes meet at I-17 and Cactus Road. Other certificate, diploma, and degree programs are available in North Phoenix and in Scottsdale at the seminary's Arizona campus, located on Hayden Road. Call today for more information, 480-941-1993. That's area code 480-941-1993. Golden Gate Baptist Theological Seminary, shaping leaders who expand God's kingdom around the world.
Welcome back to the Dustin Daniels Show. We discuss God, sex, and current events, and this radio program is an outreach of Seven Places Ministries, a Christ-centered purity ministry. And thank you to all of our purity partners who keep us on the air through your sacrificial giving. And if this radio ministry has helped you, I would ask that you please help us. A buck a day, $30 per month. And if you've been listening to the show or the podcast version of the show, I would also ask that you rate us on iTunes as well. To become a Purity partner, it's so simple. Man, all you have to do is pull out your phone and text my name, Dustin Daniels, to 77977. That'll get you started. You can also visit the website at DustinDanielsRadio.com and click on the donate button. Well, my guest today is Luke Gilkerson, author of the new ebook from Covenant Eyes, titled Parenting the Internet Generation, A Blueprint for Teaching Digital Discernment. Now, Luke, you also have produced a new e-course for parents. Tell us about that and where can they go to find it?
Well, it's called Having the Talk. And the goal of this course is to coach parents through those initial conversations that they want to have with their child about sexuality, about godly sexuality. It takes an approach that's more or less like Bible study meets biology lesson. So it's how do you use the Bible as a springboard for proactive conversations with your child. So the course basically is a course parents can go through, an online video course where my wife and I coach parents through this entire process. We tell them exactly what to say, how to say it. It comes with a free digital download of my book called The Talk, which is a script parents can literally read aloud, actually it's seven Bible studies they can do with their children about this subject. And it just more or less lays a foundation of understanding. So children can know about, you know, what are the differences between male and female and what is sexual intercourse and how are babies made and what does it mean that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made? What does it mean that I'm made in the image of God? What does it mean that that sex is meant for marriage only? All those kind of things come up in this course. And so people who want to know about that can go to my wife and I's personal blog, which is called intoxicatedonlife.com, and they should be able to find from the homepage very easily how to enroll in the course.
Wonderful. Thank you, Luke.
Yeah.
Well, you know, research suggests that there are many parents concerned about these topics of sexuality and pornography. But that same research also shows this concern doesn't really translate to action. So why is that, Luke? Why are parents the missing link here?
Well, one, parents are freaked out about the subject matter of sex. Anything that has to do with sex, anything that has to do with pornography, anything like that is a very odd and even taboo subject for parents to broach. They don't want to get into the subject matter because it seems, I think largely, especially from Christian parents, largely because if they start the conversation, they're afraid of things like, I don't want to say too much too soon. And quite frankly, in my experience anyway, the fear of too much too soon leads, in more times than not, leads to too little too late.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there such a thing, too much too soon?
Well, I'll tell you what is too much too soon is a child who's 8 years old sitting down and watching hardcore pornography on his computer.
Absolutely.
That's too much too soon.
Yeah.
If you want a definition, that's the too much too soon. What is not too much too soon is a loving parent sitting down with a Bible in their lap, teaching their child what God says about sexuality. And that was not too much too soon. Now, I understand you have to do this in age-appropriate ways, not because the subject is taboo or inappropriate for children, but because it's like anything, you want to speak to a child level. You know, you don't teach calculus to four-year-olds. You start with some more basic ideas, and you use basic language. You can do the same thing with sexuality. You can start with simple, literal, basic concepts, and then build on them as you go. Because if your concept of teaching sex or teacher talking about sex is the one-time download where they get all the information they need, then of course it makes sense why you would wait until they're, you know, 13 or 14 or 15 so they can understand that entire big download that you're giving them. But when you believe that sexuality is something that should be taught to children stage by stage, age by age, concept by concept, little by little as they go, then you can feel free to start when, you know, at birth. You can feel free to start, you know, right there at the beginning of their life, teaching them just basic things about their bodies, about the bodies of others, about privacy, about intimacy, about modesty, about, you know, and of course, as they get older, talking about the mechanics of what sexuality is, all those kind of things. When you do these things little by little, first of all, it's not weird to your child. This is just mommy or daddy talking to them about, you know, the way the world that God made. This isn't an odd thing. Most parents feel that awkwardness, but they have to know that their children don't feel the same awkwardness. Not when they're really young. We've had thousands of parents go through Parenting the Internet Generation. We've had thousands of parents go through my book called The Talk, which is kind of uses this kind of model of using the Bible to break the ice on sex. And they say the same thing. I love that this has given me a script to follow so that I don't have to think on my feet. I can just open it up, let the Bible break the ice for me, and I can begin broaching these subjects. Because the next time that I broach the subject, the next time I have more teachable moments that come along, I have something to build on. They already know because we've already had these conversations, some of these initial conversations. So I feel that once parents get over that initial hurdle of this feels weird, this feels awkward, I don't want to do it, I don't want to say the wrong thing, I don't want to say too much too soon, if they can get over that initial hurdle and start having those initial conversations, the conversations that are on the other side of that hurdle flow so much easier. So much easier.
Yeah, and the attitude towards those conversations is so important. I loved your point. Absolutely. Of they don't know how nervous you may or may not be, correct?
Right. Well, no, they don't. And I tell parents this. When it comes to attitude on the subject, we always need to be stressing at least two things to our children: the goodness of sex and the power of sex. And if you stress both, then you'll have a profound sort of balance in your attitude when you approach these things. A lot of parents, they kind of do one or the other. You either have really super liberal kind of worldly parents who are always stressing the goodness of sex but not its power. In other words, sex is just an ultimate good. It's almost a god, something they worship, something that is a sort of an ultimate experience in their life or in the lives of their budding adults, their little teenagers growing up in their home. And so they treat it with a very liberal mentality. It's all about the good, but not about the power. Really conservative parents do the opposite. They stress the power of sex, but not its goodness. It's kind of like radioactive material that you have to keep at arm's length. We don't talk about it, we don't discuss it.
Right.
But you've got these kind of polar opposites here. But when we stress both the goodness and the power of sex, in our attitude, in the words that we use, then we are free to say to our kids, you know, God is so good, and he has invented a really good thing when he invented sexuality.
Luke Gilkerson, thank you so much. You are wonderful. I want my parents to go to CovenantEyes.com and Intoxicated on Life to get these two resources as parents. Thank you so much for listening to the Dustin Daniels Show.
The Dustin Daniels Radio Show is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering counseling advice for your personal situation. If you need further help, we encourage you to seek the services of a Christ-based counseling professional. For more information on the radio show, visit DustinDanielsRadio.com.